Well, like Bill said, my name is Eric Best. I'm a technical agronomist with Monsanto out of the Lubbock area. And I get to talk to y'all today about a new, one of our new class of 16 varieties, one of the four that we're launching this year with the Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex. Bill did give me a perfect segue into saying, you know, we're a little concerned, but some of the stuff you've seen is based on 1 year's worth of data, right? So I'm going to stand here and I'm going to show y'all some information that we've put together that, again, is based on 1 year's worth of data. So thank you for the segue, Mr. Bill. One of the first things I wanted to touch on, in the past, there's always been comments and concern from consultants, from industry, from growers. As we bring new varieties out, the life cycle of a variety doesn't seem like we can sit around and spend 4 or 5 years getting comfortable with something before something new is out there. We've always heard the comments, yeah, that's great, you're bringing something out, but how does it compare to something that I've had for 3 or 4 years, or how much longer is it going to take for this germplasm base to catch up with what I've been, as quick as these things are turning over with what I've been growing? Especially critical on a year like this, pending regulatory approval, where not only are we launching a new group of varieties across a lot of the companies, we're also launching a completely new trait platform. And one of the things that we hear is we're somewhat concerned, or are these things going to keep up with what y'all already have out there and what the industry standards already are? And when you look at it and you think about some of the recurrent parents that we have had in the class of 15 and the class of 16, a lot of the germplasm parents that these things are out of only really go back 2 or 3 years against some of these commercial varieties. So it is some of the newer things that we have out there and that currently continue to occupy a lot of market share in the business. With these new B2XFs, not only are some of these common to some recurrent parents that you may know from a year or two ago, but a lot of them that Dave and Keelan will talk about in a little bit are completely new germplasm as well. And it's evidenced by a slide like this. And I say these six regions, including Arizona, but you can look at the Carolinas, the Southeast, the Mid-South, South Texas, West Texas, and with the data that's coming in from Arizona as well. You look at some of these Bolgard 2 ExtendFlexes, and I'm not going to go through every one of them. It'll be in the proceedings. But you can see class of 15 from 1518, 1522, and 1549 compared to some of the best checks out there. The growers and consultants continue to tell us they want us to compare to. And you can see very respectable results at or above most of the commercial checks out there that we can find to test against. So we're very confident, although they are new varieties both in the class of 15 and class of 16, some of these newer germplasms and recurrent parents are performing very well. As evidenced, for example, some of the previous speakers have mentioned some of the university and OVT data that continues to come in. I'm going to touch base on one from NC State. And when you look at it, you can see very strong competitor checks. You can see where some of these Bolgard 2 ExtendFlexes, in this case 1538 and 1522, line up. Very stable performance compared to some things that have been in the market a long time and do enjoy some market share and some stability with the producers. Well, and then the way he does it here, you can also split that out into different yield environments. Less than 1,000 pounds, that 2 bale to the acre type environment, less, there are 8 locations. Very stable performance again, 1522, 1538, things up there with things like 4946 and 495. And then again, you take those 2 bale plus type yield environments, again, 1522, 4946, 1538, those things out of the class of 15. In the absence of the Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex registration, these germplasms and these germplasm bases that are out there should have no problem standing on their own merits as varieties, even without the shift in the ExtendFlex trait platform. So today, my pleasure to introduce to you Delta Pine 1612. Those of you that have seen it probably in limited testing this past year, in a single year, Mr. Bill, 1612 was tested as 14R913B2XF. It is an early season, early maturing variety, light hairy, kind of a medium type plant. The recurrent parent for this one is Delta Pine 1212. You will see us in the marketplace probably not likening it to 1212, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. But its best fit has really been in short season type environment, short season type management, And typically we thought going into this year that its best fit was going to be where we had better irrigation based on its recurrent parent. Fiber quality, as one of the previous speakers had mentioned, this year, with the exception of leaf and bark, fiber quality was exceptional. This one was averaging almost a 37 staple. The micronair does tend to be a little bit higher on this one, so for some regions of the Cotton Belt, that may be a negative. For us in West Texas, especially with June plantings, late plantings or replants, or limited heat unit type growing environments, that's a very big deal for us, is to have something that does tend to have a little bit higher mic. Seed size, a little over 4,000 seed a pound, a very large seeded variety with excellent vigor. So a little bit of in-season data. I mentioned that it does have a larger seed and much better vigor. You can see right here on the stand count, 38,000 compared to 33,000 with 1522. Those are based on fact trials, market development fact type things we had out this past year. Again, that did show up as significant. But that's just a testament to that larger seeded variety having much better vigor and better stand establishment on the year like we just came off of. You wonder about our numbering system sometimes. The first two digits are the 16, that's the year of release. We started this back in 2009. The second two digits are maturity, 12 indicating that it is very early. So when you see here it's 24 heat units open, 24 heat units earlier than something like a 1522 and 63% open compared to about 61%. It is a little bit earlier than 1522, thus the earlier number. Looking at some of the yield data belt-wide, we do have 2 years' worth of data and some comparisons in here, 170 roughly observations for Lent. You can see compared to something like 1518 that it's been out for a couple years now and was the recurrent parent of it was tested for 2 years prior to that. You can see very comparable yields to something that's out there within 14 pounds, a little bit lower turnout, about the same staple. And like I mentioned earlier, it does trend to have a little bit higher mic. I don't think it'll be as much higher than a trial average as something like a 912, if you remember that one. But it does tend to be a little bit higher, as evidenced here, and fell out significantly as well. The northern tier, for instance, the upper mid-south and the upper southeast, compared to the 1518, again, you can see very stable yield compared to that. Fiber length a little bit better, again, a little bit higher mic trending to show up there. And then compared to something like a 4946 in that same geography, very similar yield, very respectable compared to something that does have some market share there and has been a solid performer. Very similar fiber length, very similar fiber strength, and you can see in that instance it might just be a tick shorter in micronair as evidenced by this data compared to something like a 4946. In West Texas, which is primarily where we're going to place all this variety this next year, 1612 compared to 1830, which has been a very good fiber check for us, especially in short season environments. You can see it's right there with it, beating it by about 80 pounds across those 17 locations. Very similar with micronair, very similar with strength. 1830, like I said, a very good fiber check. We're a little bit shorter staple than 1830, but 80 pounds better in that particular comparison. If y'all are aware of how West Texas went this year, there was very, very little May cotton. Most of the cotton that was planted in May was practice and got to be done again and was June cotton. So with that, if it wasn't for the September, I'm not sure how some of this data would have turned out. But like I said, with the limited growing season we had, September really made us a lot of cotton. As we continue to cut this data and look at not only the high plains, but the northern high plains, which would basically be Lubbock North. Keep in mind, these are June plantings. You can see in that same comparison, not only is it 70 or 80 pounds better, it's about 120 pounds better than our leading competitor check going north. That's why we really think that this one has a fit Lubbock North, late season type environments or late planting type environments. And preliminary data right now would indicate, based on our water use trials, I mentioned a minute ago, the recurrent parent 1212, if you're familiar with it, we placed it primarily on irrigated, well-managed type acres. This one, our preliminary data from our water use trials, shows that this one is going to travel better, take stress better, and right now in our 0 and 30% type levels in our irrigation trials, this one is doing very, very well in a stress type environment where the recurrent parent has shown in the past that it didn't perform that well. So that's one reason that you probably won't see us refer to this as a Bolgard 2 Extend Flex version of 1212 because this one does appear to have a much broader fit than its parent. If you look at the stability in this one-to-one ratio in the head-to-head, you can see that 1612 down there at the y-axis in the lower yield type environments, very, very comparable to something like an 1830. As we continue to get data in, we expect this y-intercept to shift up a little bit. However, you can see the slope, and this is what I'm talking about when I say it responds well to irrigation. The higher we get up in those yield-type environments, the more it tends to separate itself. So in summary, Delta Pine 1612 Bogart ExtendFlex, which y'all saw tested as 14R913, an early maturing variety with excellent fiber length and strengths, a little bit higher micronair for that environment in West Texas when we do get into a late plant or a replant type situation. Easy to manage plant, kind of despite the excellent vigor from the large seed. In the early start it gets, it does tend to be a little bit shorter plant type, very responsive to PGRs if needed at all, and its best fit is going to be in the upper mid-south, upper southeast, and primarily West Texas. 30 seconds for questions, comments.
Quick question. All right. Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Bill. I guess next tag team member for Monsanto is Dave Albers. Talk about early maturing Delta Pine class of 16 Bogart 2 with ExtendFlex cotton varieties. Dave?
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the chance to introduce our class of 16 varieties. In this maturity group, we'll be talking about one variety here, the Delta Pine 1614, in just a moment. But before I get there, I just want to take a minute to talk about some of the variety test data that's out there right now. I've got a couple examples, and as folks have talked about, you know, there's not been much variety test data flowing through. But, you know, there's a couple of pools of variety test data that's available. Some of these county trials that are managed closer to what growers typically manage. And, of course, many of those county trials are some states. The two examples I'll have here today are Arkansas and Missouri. They had entries that were all could be have liberty applied. So in that case, it's an interesting comparison to look at the small plot OVTs with a whole mix of technologies where have to go back to basically conventional herbicides, where anything from a conventional variety through any of the traits could be grown through these county trials where liberty was applied. I think it's just interesting to look at some of the wide strike material that has performed well versus some of the Liberty Link material and ExtendFlex material in these comparisons. And basically what I did was to look at that same set of material that was in either the on-farm tests, and you can read the footnotes there, 1518 and 1522, in addition to several of the licensed or other ExtendFlex material, Dynagro and NextGen, versus and even the Stoneville Liberty Link entries there, the 4946 and 4747. And in the unsprayed OVTs, generally running a few pounds behind the top wide strike variety in the trial. Move to the on-farm trials where Liberty was applied, and then you see a shift to an advantage for the ExtendFlex varieties or for the Liberty Link varieties. So I think it's the point I want to make here, and that's the Arkansas data. Saw a very similar pattern in the Missouri data as well. And again, environments and geography that's pretty similar. But I guess the point I want to make here is as consultants, as growers, what I certainly would recommend as we get multiple traits out there and different testing approaches is to really think about what the management is in these trials that you're looking at. Small plot OVTs have a place. I'm certainly not saying they don't have a place. They certainly give us a good look at genetic potential, but I think that as a grower, as a consultant, as you're thinking about variety selection, you need to be trying to match those tests as close as possible, at least a portion of the tests that you look at as close as possible to the management system that you're using in those fields. Certainly, I think we all understand and have seen the past data on Liberty applied on wide strike varieties, but at the same time, I think it's important, again, like I said, to make sure that we're looking at performance in the environments that are most closely matched what your growers are doing in the field. Of course, this argument goes back to the early days of Bolgard variety testing, and how should those varieties be tested. It will be a continued challenge, but I think it's certainly something that as an industry we can have enough different types of tests out there to be able to really handle and answer those kind of questions. So moving on to DP-1614, this variety was tested as 15R515. Again, a Bolgard 2 extend flex variety. You can tell, as Eric described, our numbering system, the 1614 would indicate, of course, a class of 16, the 14 number meaning in that early maturity group, and we'll compare it in a second here to Delta Pine 1522, more of an early mid. But just to run through some of the phenotypic traits, semi-smooth leaf pubescence, medium plant height, the management, I think it works very well, and we'll show the data in the early season markets and high-yielding environments, but also very very widely adapted. Fiber quality is really a nice continued step up as we move from older varieties like DP0912 through some of our newer varieties like 1321 and 1522 to continue to have improved fiber length and good overall fiber here. Seed size is slightly smaller, and we'll look at the emergence and vigor in just a second. Susceptible to bacterial blight, does have good late season tolerance to vert as well. So just to look a little more in depth at our season growth and maturity ratings and notes that we took from our trials, this is the from the set of trials that would have been the early maturing trials in the Mid-South and also the Southeast. You can see it did, our vigor rating is number there at the top. One is excellent, nine is poor, so smaller is better like golf. 1614 significantly or slightly behind the 1522, which had very good early season vigor, but no significant difference in the stand count in those trials. One thing that we did see in these trials with the plant mapping data, no to the first fruiting branch, no to the uppermost crack bowl, no to the uppermost harvestable bowl, total nodes, fruiting nodes, and plant height were all lower in the 1614 compared to the 1522. So certainly we saw that shift toward earliness compared to 1522, a very different plant type, easier to manage, shorter plant, although not much, just over an inch and a half, but certainly that earlier maturity plant type in the case of 1614. We do all the math there. It converts to about 24 heat units or DD60s earlier than the 1522. Percent open did not separate, as neither did the DD60s, but that trend toward earliness that we certainly saw in those other plant map traits there. 1614, I'll start with on the yield and the fiber quality, starting with the belt-wide cuts of the data. This is a one-year summary across the belt. The compared to some internal checks, Delta Pine 1518 and 1522, running very similar in yield performance, higher turnout or limb percent, longer fiber. The mic is a touch higher, especially compared to 1518, which is going to be a lower mic variety running in the 4.2s, 1614 running around 4.6, 4.7, and improved fiber strength compared to the 1518. And again, longer fiber length compared to 1522 with similar overall yield performance. Moving now to the northern tier, Mid-South and Southeast, those short season environments, begin to see a little more separation compared to 1518. Even though those numbers say they're pretty close in maturity, the 1614 did have excellent yield performance, 57 pounds, improved yield over 1518, which had a great year in the Mid-South and upper part of the Southeast. Again, that longer staple, mic is slightly higher, improved fiber strength. Compared to 1522, similar yield with the improved fiber length that I've already mentioned. Looking at it compared, 1614 compared to a couple of competitor varieties, Phytogen 333 and Stonebull 4946. Similar yield to 333, a touch longer. It did separate with those 32 fiber data points we had in hand when we rolled this data up. 52 pounds, improved yield over 4946 with longer fiber length. Looking at the Mid-South itself, again, you see an improvement in over 4946. A few pounds behind 333, but did not separate statistically. And again, that consistent trend of having the improved fiber length compared to those checks or the other checks that we looked at here. Moving West Texas, very briefly here, similar yields to 1522, but longer fiber length. a little bit higher higher mic, which in West Texas is not a negative, but probably as Eric mentioned, the 1612 would be the variety that we would really want to lean on initially out of this class of 16 for West Texas. Stability, this is that northern yield, northern tier yield stability. Again, the overall performance versus 49-46 from the low yield environments to the high yield environments. The intercept is slightly above the 49-46 with improved performance as you go up that scale. And I just want to show this quick summary from our class of 09-12. You look back at it, and we were running. It was running between 35 and 36 staple, and 16-14, up to three staple units longer compared to where 09-12 was performing when it was in the market. So again, our breeders have done a great job in bringing improved quality with improved yields to in this early maturity class of varieties. Just to quickly summarize, 16-14 yields similar to 15-18 and 15-22 with improved fiber properties, fits management practice for early season high-yielding environments, and it's widely adapted across the northern tier of the Cotton Belt. With that, I'll stop and defer maybe one question, or I'll let Bill manage the time here.
Yeah, we got a question. Oh, Dave, it looks like.
All right, thank you much.
All right, thank you, Dave. All right, next to finish off the Monsanto tag team, Keelan.
Keelan.
The best for last.
Thank you, Bill. I want to talk about the two varieties, both fitting that mid to full maturity in the class of 16 for the Delta Pine brand. Start out with DP1639. It was tested as 14R934. In NP trials across the belt this last year. It is a true mid-season variety, semi-smooth leaf, medium tall plant height. It has got a pretty high level of indeterminacy. If it's planted on real strong soils with good irrigation, going to need some aggressive PGR management. Excellent fiber properties. Look at the in-season growth on it. Vigor rating on it, very comparable to 1538. As you can see there, a little bit improved vigor over 1538. About essentially the same maturity as 1538 in that mid-season market. When you look at the yield data compared to 1538, very similar yield, but again with an improved fiber package. About a staple length longer, essentially the same micronair and improved strength. When you look at that fiber length stability, one thing that we really like to see is that length stability is there across different yield environments. So it's not shortening up fiber more so under tougher environmental conditions. Look at 1639 compared to Phytogen 333. You can see a slight yield advantage. Again, good fiber properties, both length and micronair and strength. From a yield stability standpoint, as you see, it's one that can handle those tough conditions, but as conditions improve and yields go up, it's certainly one that takes advantage of those good environmental conditions and rewards a grower with high yield. So in summary, DP1639's mid-season variety, excellent fiber properties, improved fiber length when compared to 1538 B2XF. Its best fit is going to be in the upper southeast, lower mid-south, and east Texas. Second variety I want to talk about is DP1646. This variety was tested as 15R551. DP1646 is a full-season, high-quality variety. Very similar maturity, I think, to 1050, maybe just a little bit earlier than 1050. Smooth leaf variety, medium-tall plant, easy-to-manage plant that's very broadly adapted across soil types and management regimes across the full-season areas. It works in the southeast, the mid-south, and south Texas for sure. Excellent yield potential on this variety, and you couple that excellent yield potential with just a fantastic fiber package. Staples running 38 to 39, really good micronair in that 4-5 range, and a good strength right there at that 30 grams per tex. Seed size on it's about 5,900 seed per pound. When we look at the in-season growth, again, the vigor rating on it, very similar to that of 1553. When you think about it from a maturity standpoint, earlier than 1553, so that's the reason that we went to that 1646 number, saying that it is a true mid-full season variety. When you look at comparisons across belt-wide compared to Stoneville 4946, a 53-pound yield improvement, excellent staple at length at 1.20, a good micronair, and again, a very good strength. When you compare it to Phytogen 499 belt-wide, again, a 90-pound yield increase with that excellent length, strength, and micronair. When you look at South Texas data, 1646 out yielding 499 by 66 pounds, but again, a huge difference in fiber length. And when you look at it in West Texas, compared to 2334 GLT, 32-pound yield improvement, and again, excellent staple length, micronair, and strength. When you really look at it in the lower southeast and lower mid-south, you see just increased yield performance there, 100-pound yield advantage over 499, again, with a 1.22 length. When you look at the yield stability, what really impressed me looking at NPE plots this past year with this variety is whether you were in an 800-pound yield range or if you were in a 1,600-pound yield range, this one performed great across the belt and under a lot of ranges. It's very stable, as you can see from the graph, and it takes advantage of those good environmental conditions. When we have a chance to really hit high yields, this variety's got the genetic potential to do that. When you look at the fiber length stability, again, like we talked about on the other variety, 1646 starts out at an extremely good fiber length, and it maintains that fiber length under different environmental conditions and yield levels. Dave showed a slide and made a comparison with Delta Pine 0912 a few minutes ago, but I'm going to go a step back. I'm going to go further back than that, back to the Delta Pine 555 Bogard Roundup Ready. You know, running about a 35.5 staple. Now then with Delta Pine 1646 at a 39 staple. So again, our breeders have done a great job in bringing yield, but couple that with excellent improvements in fiber quality as well. So in summary, Delta Pine 1646 B2XF is a mid-full maturity variety with outstanding fiber properties, outstanding yield potential. It's broadly adapted to all the full season environments across the belt. Best fit's going to be in the lower southeast, the mid-south, and Texas. Any questions? It's current parents 1133, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. There's, in the class of 16, there's no RKN resistant varieties. We've got a couple that'll be in NPE trials next year. That will have the ExtendFlex technology as well. Okay, thank you.
You have a question?